Tonight, the Senate for the first time voting to end the war in Iran. Four Republicans joining Democrats to say the war must stop now unless the White House seeks congressional approval. The vote, largely symbolic, but a clear sign of lawmakers' growing frustration.
Obviously, it's going differently than originally kind of we were told it was going to go. I agree with the original aims, but it does not seem as if we've accomplished that.
As the Senate was voting, President Trump was in Pennsylvania, touting progress on Iran.
We just achieved a historic peace agreement with Iran to end the conflict in the Strait of Hormuz.
But there was no conflict in the Strait before the president launched the war. And tonight, there is confusion surrounding the crucial nuclear talks. Vice President J.D. Vance says Iran has agreed to allow nuclear inspections, something that was part of the Obama nuclear deal, which Trump scrapped. But Iran's foreign ministry today says there are no new plans to let inspectors into their nuclear sites.
Iranians are saying there's no scheduled visit for the IAEA inspectors. Is that part of your agreement?
They're wrong. They're wrong. They know they're wrong. They told us inside, and we have it down, 100% inspections.
Still, President Trump saying tonight there's, quote, no rush for these inspections to begin.
All right, so let's bring in Rachel Scott with us live from the White House tonight. Rachel, President Trump, I know, is set to travel up to Capitol Hill tomorrow to meet with Senate Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Yes, David, and this meeting certainly could turn contentious. We know those Republican senators have a lot of questions for the president about this deal with Iran. And as for those nuclear inspections that the president was talking about, an official with the UN nuclear watchdog tells us that as of right now, there are no new inspections that have been scheduled, David.
We'll continue to track the back and forth, Rachel. Thank you.